submitted Bible verdict, section 1.1, the existence of God. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So says Hebrews 11, verse 6. The object of these studies is to help those who want to come to God, having first believed that he is. Therefore, we will not concern ourselves with the evidence that confirms faith in God's existence. Examining the intricate structure of our bodies, compare Psalm 139, verse 14, the evident design in a flower, gazing up into the vastness of space on a clear night, these and countless other careful reflections on life surely make atheism incredible. To believe that there is no God surely requires more faith than to believe that it exists. Without God, there is no order, purpose, or ultimate explanation in the universe. And this will therefore be reflected in the life of the atheist. Bearing this in mind, it is not surprising that the majority of human beings admit to a certain degree of belief in a God, even in societies where materialism is the prevailing God of people's lives. But there is a vast difference between having a vague notion that there is a higher power and actually being certain of what he's offering in return for faithful service to him. Hebrews 11, verse 6 makes this point. We must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Much of the Bible is an account of the history of God's people Israel. Time and again, the point is made that their acceptance of God's existence was not matched by their faith in his promises. They were told by their great leader Moses, "Therefore know, and consider it in your heart, that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. You shall therefore keep his statutes and his commandments." Deuteronomy 4, 39 and 40. Thus, the same point is made. An awareness within us that there is a God does not mean that we are automatically acceptable to God. If we seriously agree that we really do have a Creator, we should love him and keep, therefore, his commandments. It's the purpose of this series of studies to explain what these commandments are and how to keep them. As we search the scriptures to do this, we will find that our faith in God's existence is strengthened. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, it says in Romans 10:17. Likewise, in Isaiah 43, verses 9 to 12, shows us how an understanding of God's prophecies about the future make us know that I am he, as it says in verse 13 of that chapter. I.e., that God's name, I am who I am, is perfectly true. The Apostle Paul came to a town called Berea, now in northern Greece. As usual, he preached the gospel, the good news of God. Because none of the people just accepting Paul's word for it, they received the word of God, not Paul, with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. That's in Acts 17, verses 11 and 12. Their belief was due to their open-minded, regular, daily, and systematic, those things it says, searching through the Bible. The gaining of a true faith was therefore not due to God suddenly giving it them by some kind of spiritual heart surgery unrelated to God's word. So how can people of the world who walk into an evangelical crusade or a Pentecostal revival meeting walk out again as believers? How much daily searching of scripture has gone on in those cases? This lack of a truly Bible-based faith doubtless accounts for the hollowness
which so many such converts find in their later Christian experience, and why so many turn away from the evangelical movement. The purpose of this course of study is to provide a framework for your own systematic searching of Scripture, so that you too may therefore believe. The connection between hearing the true gospel and having a true faith is often highlighted in the record of the gospel's preaching. In Acts 18, it says, "Many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized." In Acts 15, people hear the word of the gospel and believe. And in 1 Corinthians 15, "So we preach, and so you believed."